Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 27, verse 1, says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one." Did you hear that? This today's English version, Psalm 27:1, "I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid." Did you hear that? Said out loud, "I will fear no one." You're quoting the Bible, Psalm 27:1. Say it again, "I will never be afraid." Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. I will never be afraid. Now see, the devil will tell you you can't do that. But if the Bible tells you to do it, you can do it. Didn't the Lord Jesus himself say, "Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid." Did he tell us that? Didn't say try. He didn't say try. That would have implied that we might not have been able to do it, or he might not have known whether we could. No, he knew we could. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Said out loud, "I don't yield to fear." He said, "I will not be afraid." He said, verse 3, "Even if a whole army surrounds me, I will not be afraid." Say it again, "I'll not be afraid." "Even if enemies attack me, I will still trust God." That's how you overcome the fear. What do you do when you feel afraid? You trust God. What do you do when the thing looks fearful and it looks bad and it grips you and you feel it? What do? Instead of yielding to the fear and talking about how terrible it is and how we're not going to make it, instead of doing that, you say, "Fear, I resist you in Jesus' name." God is our protector. God is our deliverer. We trust in Him and He will deliver us.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Bible went on to say that He'll do it. Verse 5, "You'll not fear any dangers at night or sudden attacks during the day." I'm back in Psalm 91 now. "Or the plagues that strike in the dark or the evils that kill in the daytime." You won't be afraid of any of that. "A 1,000 may fall dead beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed." Glory. The thing that helps you in this area so tremendously is to be free from the fear of death. Not afraid to die. Now, if you're not saved and you don't know God, you will be afraid to die. And I don't care how strong you think you are, you will be afraid to die. But when you know God, and you know your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you know what happens to you when you die, and you know it's not the end, it's just the beginning, and you know where you're going, you're not afraid to die. And if you're not afraid to die, you're not afraid of being shot, you're not afraid of crashing, you're not afraid of wrecks, you're not afraid of disease, because you're not afraid to die. Most of the population is scared to die. Full of fear of death. But believers are not supposed to be. We're supposed to be free from all fears. It makes for a good life. He said, verse 9, "You have made the Lord your defender, the Most High, your protector." That's reiterating what we saw before, isn't it? You say, "He's my defender. He's my protector. And so, no disaster will strike you. No violence will come near your home." Can we believe that?
Yes.
No disaster will strike you. No violence will come near your home.
Amen.
Can we believe this or not?
Yes.
Say it out loud.
No disaster
will strike me.
That
is an unpopular statement religiously. If you stand up and say, somebody says, "Well, such and such, they threaten this and they threaten, it could be a disaster. It could take out millions." And you say, "Well, it won't strike me." What will masses of religious people say and do? They'll go, "Yeah, who do you think you are?" Which means they don't know who they are. No disaster will strike us. And what else? Say, no violence will come to my house.
No violence will come to my house.
Say it again.
No violence will come to my house.
Verse 11, God will put His angels, He'll charge them to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up in their hands to keep you from hurting your feet on the stones. We have angels. And we talked about that. Glory to God. I was reminded, you know, when the man of God, they sent a whole group of soldiers to take him, one man. Because he'd been telling his king, the enemy king's secrets and plans. And they found out about it and sent a special force unit to go get this prophet and his helper. And they came and saw the whole city surrounded. You remember that? And his young man helper was scared. And he said, Lord, he said to him, he said, there's more with us than with them. And he couldn't figure that out. He thought, I see a bunch of people and it's just me and you. There's more with us than be with them. He said, Lord, open that young man's eyes. And he did. And he saw round about the whole area. Round about the whole area. There were chariots of fire. And oh, hallelujah. There's more with us than with them. I don't care how many there are. We read where one angel, one, took out 185,000 enemy soldiers. They are mighty. The Bible says they are mighty in strength. And you have at least one and more assigned to you. Bible says so. To protect you, to keep you. In order to make you feel warm and cozy. To know who you got camping around your house while you're snoozing in your bed. Who you got camping around your car while you're ripping down the road. We believe it, don't we? Now keep reading. Verse 13, what does it say? Now this is where we are. We've got down to this now. And this is the today's English version says it like this. You will trample down lions and snakes. Fierce lions and poisonous snakes. You'll do what with them? Lions? Man, lions are rough. I've never had a desire to go hand to hand with a lion. They are fierce. And there are some bad snakes around too. There are some monster poisonous snakes. And he said, you do what with them? Trample them. Glory to God. God says, I'll save those who love me and protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. Now, he said, you'll tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. These are things that bite and hurt and sting. These are things that bite and sting, hurt. And you'll do what with things that hurt? To trample means you're on top of it. It's under you. And this is spiritual language. And it has to do with who has the authority over who. Go to Luke, please. The 10th chapter. Luke 10. Now we've talked about how God protects. He protects by His mighty canopy of power. Under His wings, the Bible said, He has the ability to just come over you like a mother hen or eagle can just come over her young and put her wings over them, and the predator can't even see them or get to them. We talked about this, how the Bible says the devil goes about as a what?
Lion.
What do we do with lions? Goes about as a roaring lion doing what?
Seeking.
Why would he seek them? Means he's got to find them first. Seeking whom he may means he may not be able to.
That's right.
seeking whom he may devour. So he's got to find you. And even then he may not be able to. But when the eagle puts its wings over its young, the predator can't even see them anymore. Can't find them. And in order to get to them, he's got to come through the eagle. And that's the picture that is painted of our God under his wings, under his feathers, his pinions. We are safe. Unless you're a dumb little independent chick that's going to run out from under the covering, then you're going to be somebody's lunch. But he that dwells, huh? He that stays where he's supposed to, he's safe. He's kept. He dwells, he's safe under the shadow, that canopy, that power of the Almighty. This is real. I said, this is real. Also, he protects us by his angels. We talked about that, that are mighty in strength. Also, he protects us. What's the last thing we've been talking about? He protects us through warnings. This is an area not to be neglected now. How did he protect Jesus as a little child? Warnings. Well, we shouldn't try to make him protect us by a more spectacular means than the master himself. How did he protect Paul? More than once, he said, hurry up and get out of town. Jesus, in a vision, told Paul, hurry up and get out of town. Well, what's it time to do then? Hurry up and get out of town. You don't stand there and go, God will protect me. He is. He told you to get out of town. Right? So people have done foolish things and have ignored warnings and have ignored what should have been obvious and died young and wrong.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, We Have Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204K. That's R-1204K. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson invite you to join us as we welcome Jerry Savelle on Friday evening, May 4th. His mission is to attract the lost to a loving, faithful God and to teach them the uncompromising word of faith. Service starts at 7:30 p.m. and children's ministry will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.